tell me a little bit about how you got to where you are now, your backstory of before you got to the BPO.
Oh, wow. So I started playing when I was 8 years old in elementary school. My first introduction to classical music was a day where we were playing classical music because we were a selective enrollment public school in the Chicago public school system. And I always like to point out to people how strongly peers' opinions can sway someone at that age as to whether or not to think about pursuing something or not. So I always tell my educator colleagues, you know, try to nurture any child's interest despite what their peers may say, because all of my peers were like, what is this boring thing? And, you know, and so, but I was really enamored with it. And so I went and talked further with my teacher, and then Quinlan and Fabich, the company I mentioned earlier, came to my school and said, you know, we're allowing students to rent string instruments. You take these forms home to your parents. They can read them. We have information sessions at these times. And so I talked enough to it to my dad. And so both of my parents went, and they were like, we'll give it a try. And so I started playing violin, and then I kept progressing. Community outreach is a huge thing for me also, because I went to a nonprofit music school, Merritt School of Music, which is in Chicago as well, and played violin there throughout, all the way up through high school. All City Programs, which was a division of Chicago Public Schools that allowed Chicago Public School students to play on Saturdays in larger groups with other students from other schools. And then I graduated high school and I went to undergrad. I wanted to be a conductor. I knew that the entire time. Film music was sort of my introduction to that, the score from Prince of Egypt. Really good score by Hans Zimmer. And by the time I graduated high school, I knew that I really loved choral orchestral works. So throughout the process of my undergrad, I decided to major in voice. So my undergrad degree is actually in voice. It's not an orchestral instrument. I also forgot to mention that I did start playing viola at 17, which is important to note because I really like viola. So, and then through that, also in undergrad, I formed my own orchestra, Buckeye Philharmonic, which is still at Ohio State, which is where I went to undergrad. And I formed it because there were students at Ohio State that weren't getting the orchestral experience that they wished, either majors or non-majors. And I also needed an opportunity to create sort of a portfolio for myself, to market myself for graduate school programs and the like. And in creating it, I realized that if I needed this, people after me would also need it. So when I created it and we went through the process to make it a student organization, I made sure that it was not something connected to me past my years at Ohio State, so that I could serve the same purpose for other students down the line. And it's still there to this day. And then I applied to Boston Conservatory and did my master's degree in orchestral conducting with Bruce Hangen, who's a wonderful teacher, wonderful human being. And then this opportunity arose, and I just graduated from Boston Conservatory in May, actually, and this opportunity arose, and I took the audition, and here I am.